Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Well, as you know, we are in the month of October. In October, there is something that happens. I don't know what it is about our society and our culture. We like to bring ugly things out of the garage and put them in our yard. We see places that we normally go to, different stores, bringing all kinds of hideous things out. And so we said, what a fun thing would it be for us at church, instead of talking about the darkness, to talk about God's amazing light. So that's what we started last week, talking about living in the light. Will you look at somebody and say, living in the light? I don't know about you, but I'm excited about living in the light. The Bible actually says that every good and perfect thing comes down from above, from the Father of light. He is not a father of darkness. It says there is no shadow of turning in him. So sometimes we get confused and we get fascinated by the wrong things, but God wants us to get fascinated and fixated on him and on his powerful light. So today, I want to talk to you about the five benefits of living in the light. Will you say that with me? Five benefits. Look at somebody and say, we're gonna learn something today. Five benefits of living in the light. Number one, the light takes you from confusion to clarity. Isaiah 9:2 says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. I'm so happy that God shows up and he illuminates things in our life. And we can go from a place of confusion to a place of clarity. You know, people were living in darkness. Actually, they called it the Dark Ages, you know, or they called that intertestamental period right there the time that God was not speaking, right? So this was a time where people were not hearing God's voice. And so then what happens? John the Baptist shows up and prepares the way, and Jesus shows up, and out of darkness comes clarity. One of the greatest things that happens when you walk in the light is that light brings clarity. Clarity from confusion. How many have gone through difficult times, or you're at a crossroad or a fork in the road, and you're trying to figure out what is the next step? I want to tell you that walking in his light, the more that you get consumed in his light, there becomes clarity. There's answers to important questions. So the light takes you from confusion to clarity. There's so many people that lack understanding or lack clarity about where they are going in life, where they need to go in life. And I have the great privilege of being able to help lots of people. But let me tell you, some people know where they're going, and other people do not know. They don't even have a clue where they're going. Well, I want to tell you, the more that we become acquainted with God's light and allow his light to shine in our lives, the more clarity that we have in our lives. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know is now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Let me tell you something. God knows us completely, and the more we step into that relationship, into the light of that relationship with him, we begin to know ourselves. We have clarity about our identity. Let me tell you something. That's why a lot of people in our culture, they don't know who they are. They're confused about their identity. They're confused about a great many things. But getting in the light, living in the light, walking in the light, understanding the light brings great clarity to you. So on a practical level, what does this mean? This means if you're going through some important moments when you need to make important decisions, this is a time to make sure that you get thoroughly saturated in God's light. Spend time with God. Get in the Word. get into having some conversations with God. Have prayer time, right? Because why? That's going to give you such clarity to make great decisions. We live in confusing times. The world can be a riddle. Our culture can be difficult to navigate and lose your values. But God's light gives clarity to all of this. A lot of bad things happen, guys, when we walk in the dark, right? You can stub your toe, you can fracture your foot, you can fall down the stairs. And the same thing happens in life, symbolically, when we are walking around in the dark. We make bad decisions. And so when we walk in the light, we have a greater ability to see things for what they really are. When we walk in the light, we gain knowledge and understanding of the world around us. We gain knowledge and understanding of who we are in God. How many know, like, we don't even know who we are until we come into God's light? And the more we come into God's light, the more we understand our identity, the more we understand our purpose, the more we understand our design, the more that we are in relationship with the designer. So when we walk in light, we gain greater understanding, even of the people that we live with and work with. Clarity comes into our life. Clarity guides our steps, and that clarity comes from walking in the light. So number one is the light takes you from clarity, from confusion to clarity. Number two, the light gives you kingdom access. Colossians 1, 13 and 14 says, "For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins." Guys, this is what the most ridiculous thing is about to Christians who really get fascinated by darkness, right? And it's easy to get sucked into it because our culture is immersed in it, right? We celebrate things in October. We celebrate things all throughout the year, watching horror movies, stuff like that. And we're fascinated by these things, right? But what really has happened to us is we have been rescued from the kingdom of darkness. He pulled us out. There was an extraction, right? There was some people that God sent in. There were some angels that God sent in and extracted you out of the kingdom of darkness. Why be fascinated? Why look back and be fascinated by the darkness when we've been transferred to the kingdom of his dear son, the kingdom of light? Out of the darkness, into the light. Now we have citizenship, watch this, to the kingdom of God. When we walk in the light, we have access to heaven. When we walk in the light, we have access to the things of heaven, like healing, like financial blessing, like joy, like peace. Matthew 4:17 says, "For then on Jesus began to preach, 'Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near.'" So when we walk in the light, we have access to this heaven that Jesus was talking about. Heaven is near. How do we have access? How do we grab a hold of that heaven? Well, he says, repent, right? There's certain things that we do to get into the light, to stay into the light. Jesus kind of outlined it there in a short snippet. He said, repent, turn to God. The kingdom of heaven is close by, is at hand. We have access when we walk in the light. Look at somebody and say, I have access. There are all these benefits that come from having access to the kingdom of heaven, but we can't get access to heaven walking or living in darkness, right? And even if there's part of our life that's still in darkness, we will be missing out in that particular area for the fullness of what God has. The key is light. The key is light. Somebody say that with me. The key is light. Walking in the light is the key to having access to the promises of God. Walking in the light is the key to having access to the things that will make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. So that gives you access, walking in the light. Ever wonder why Jesus was so powerful in his ministry on the earth? How did he do all those miracles? How did he do all those things? How did he help so many people? How did he have such a profound impact? Well, he had access to heaven. And Jesus is trying to get us to understand when you walk in the light, you have access to heaven. And you have access to the things of heaven. You are able to do things like Jesus did. Why? Because you have access like Jesus had and has. The more you walk in the light, the more you have access. You walk a little bit in the light, you have a little bit of access. Walk a lot in the light, you have a lot of access. God wants us to have all the access that we need to fulfill our purpose. The key aspect here, Jesus says, repent, right? Look at somebody, say repent. It's a hard word, right? Say it one time, repent.
Repent.
It's kind of offensive, right? We all want to do what we want to do, what feels comfortable to us, and Jesus steps in and he says, repent. He challenges us to do something different than we're doing. He says, repent. I have a better option for you. I was listening to somebody do a talk last night, and the person was saying, listen, you need less people in your life that will tell you things that make you feel comfortable. Oh, it's okay. You know, sometimes your boss can just be, whatever, and make you feel good. He said, you need more people in your life that says, hey, you need to get out there, and if you don't like your job, get a new job. Start a business. You need people in your life that are going to challenge you. And that's exactly what Jesus does. He's the ultimate challenger, ultimate provoker. He comes and he says, repent, which repent means what? Change what you're doing. If you want to have access, change what you're doing. So we want to walk in the light. We want to have access to the kingdom. Well, we have to repent to walk in the light. Number three. What's number three? Benefits of walking in the light. The light gives you confidence. Psalm 119, 105 says, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When things are lit up, you have confidence. When things are not lit up, you do not have confidence. I don't know about you, but it would be very silly if it's completely pitch black to be walking around like you see and you know everything. I can't tell you how many times, like, you think you know. When the lights are off, you think you know. I can't tell you how many times I've tripped on one of these monitors. I think I know what's in the room. And I could have a false confidence. But I'm going to trip. I get myself hurt. But when the light is on, it gives me true confidence. The more things are illuminated in your life, the more you can be confident about where you are walking. You become confident that you're not going to misstep, you're not going to fall in a hole, you're not going to get banged up. When I see something, I can understand it. When I understand it, I can be confident about it. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. God's word is meant to be your lamp and your light. It's a personal thing, and it's also illuminating your journey. So we face the day with a new confidence when his word is lighting up. So this light gives confidence. Where does this confidence come from? The confidence comes from being able to clearly see where we are and what's going on. A person cannot see where they are, they will not have the same level of confidence. I have an opportunity to speak to a lot of people, help a lot of people, and some people, they have the light on, and they have confidence. Other people, they're not sure. Why? Because there's a lack of the light. I'm not saying, look, sometimes we go through different small seasons, right, and we're trying to figure things out. But I'm saying on a bigger scale, on a broader scale of our life, do we have that illumination and confidence to make good decisions? I don't have to guess about the journey ahead because God is making it clear by illuminating with his word the journey that's ahead. This is a distinct advantage that we have as Christians. We do not have to guess. When we walk in the light, it gives us confidence. The light, number four, the light gives you access to the Father. And this is something I kind of want to drill down on so we understand. Jesus told them in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. The light of Jesus gives us access to the Father. When we walk in the light, we have access to the Father. There's no way to get to the Father outside of being in the light of Christ. Contrary to popular ideas and opinions, there's only one way to get to God. You know, I'm sure you've heard the stuff. I've heard the stuff. It's all over the internet. It's every, you know, people are thinking sometimes that you can get to God through a different channel. Jesus makes it explicitly clear in the Word. He says, I am the way. He said, how many ways are there? I am the way, the truth. He's saying basically, that's implied. He said everything else is a lie. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Like if you want life, like real life, true life, abundant life, I'm the way. I'm the truth. And nobody gets to the Father through except through me. Why do we believe that? Because Jesus said it. There's no other way to get access. He is the access point to God. He's the door. John 10:9 says, I am the door, Jesus said. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Unless you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to miss it. Jesus and his light is the access point to God. We do not have access to heaven without the light of Jesus. We do not have access to God without the light of Jesus. There's no other way, there's no other religion, there's no other lifestyle or thought process, mindset that will get you there. Jesus made it clear, he is the pathway. When we receive his light, we can have access. When we follow his light, we can have access. God wants us to have that access. For God so loved the world that he gave us access through the person of Jesus Christ. So no amount of good works, no amount of having a good attitude, no amount of getting along with people, being a likable person, gets you that access. Jesus is our access point to the Father. So the light gives us access to the Father. Who is the light? Jesus is the light of the world. Number five, the light makes us a demonstration. Somebody say demonstration. Matthew 5:14-15, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And I love this. Jesus is showing us what it means to be Christ-like, right? First, he says, I am the light of the world. Then he turns around and he says, you are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. Say that with me. We are the light of the world. Say it one more time. We are the light of the world. Just say it one more time and believe it. We are the light of the world. Excellent. So we are an open demonstration to others of the goodness of God. Our testimony lights the way to eternal light. Your story, my story of how Jesus has changed our life is a witness to others. It's a city on a hill. It's a lamp on a lampstand. We are the light of the world. We light the way to Jesus. Everyone might not take it, but our job is to shine it. Here's the path right over here. Let me light it up for you. It's not our job if somebody says, no, I don't want that. I don't want to have anything to do with that. That's their choice. It's our job to light it up. God wants us to live as a demonstration. Personally, we are meant to live as a demonstration. As a group, as his people, we are meant to live as a demonstration. On every level, watch this, we are meant to be a demonstration. When you go to your job, you're meant to be a demonstration. When you're among your family, you're meant to be a demonstration. The light. Wherever you go, you're meant to be a demonstration. As a group, we're meant to be a demonstration. The light of the world, a city on a hill, meant to be looked at. The light makes us a demonstration. We are meant to be admired. God is setting it up so that others will look at you and will look at us as a testimony Our life is a testimony. His light shining through us is an open example of God's goodness. God wants people to see his goodness on display in the person of Jesus, in the person of you and me, in us. Christ in us, that there is hope. We have the honor of shining his light for all to see. So there are many benefits to walking in the light. Let's not get distracted with the darkness. Let's not get fascinated by the dark. Why? Because there's so many benefits to walking in the light. We go from confusion to clarity. We gain kingdom access. We gain confidence. We have access to the Father, and our life becomes a demonstration. I don't have time to list all the benefits. I just gave you five. I don't want our focus and our fascination to be on the wrong thing. I don't want our fascination to be on the things that God saved us and delivered us and rescued us out of. But our fascination and our imagination to be captivated by him. I want us to focus on the light, focus on what it means to live in the light. God wants to open and unlock his promises to us. He wants to give us access to the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that wonderful? The Bible says, if there's any good thing to think on these things. Things that are good, things that are pure, things that are holy. There's good plans that God has for us, but we have to focus on his light. I want us to live with a focus on him and a focus on his light. Will you bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you for each and every person that's here. God, you're taking us on a journey of faith to walk in your light in every area of our lives. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would stir up in us such a hunger, such a desire to walk in your light, to be focused and be fascinated and to be captured by your light. God, we don't want to go back to the old, and we don't want to be fascinated by whatever the enemy is doing. I'm not interested in what the enemy is doing. No weapon formed against me will prosper. My focus is on you. God, let our focus be on you, on the new things that you have, on the good things that you have, on the good plans that you have, on the blessings that you have, on the joy and the peace and the restoration that you bring. God, I thank you for that. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted a little bit in my relationship, but I want to reconnect today. I want to reconnect with Jesus. I feel that in my heart. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. There's something about making a connection or making a reconnection with God. And that makes all the difference. Without him, nothing is possible. With him, all things are possible. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this prayer with us too. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your light. Thank you for your free gift of salvation. I'm sorry for the times I missed it, the times I did the wrong things, the times I sinned, the times I walked away from you. Jesus, I need you. Forgive me today. Wipe my slate clean. Give me a fresh start. I need you to lead me, guide me, give me the strength to live a life that pleases you and pleases the Father. Walk with me, Jesus. I want you to show me how to do it. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, let's give God the praise today. Wow. Amen. Amen. I want to leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be undefeated. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.